now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Senator Mike Rogers said it best, and the clip's coming up. Vladimir Putin, or Pootie-Poot, as George W. Bush used to call him, is playing chess, and the people running the United States are playing marbles. Schoolyard, gangster, Chicago thug types. I'm not romanticizing, as I say, Vladimir Putin. The point is that we've had a lot of guests on who don't think this is a very big crisis in the Ukraine bordering Russia. I do think it's a big crisis, but there's a lot of weird stuff going on in the background. We reported 4 days ago Russian troops were coming into Crimea. People said, oh, that's fear-mongering. It's in Reuters. It's in AP. Russia confirms military action has been authorized. They've marched in the Orthodox priest. They're ready for war. Now, they're just trying to have a buffer zone in case the West takes 95%, basically, of Ukraine. They want that border zone, like in Georgia, like South Ossetia or Abkhazia. That's the interest, and to keep some of those ports that are in that area. And that is 75% Russian in that area. So that's what's going on. But NATO's threatening military action. This is a big, big deal. We're going to be breaking that down coming up, obviously. Here's the headline out of Reuters. So, you know, the fake media out there, like Raw Story and people, you know, don't put out an article saying that we made this up. Ukraine mobilizes after Putin's declaration of war. By the way, I don't attack sites like Raw Story that were much bigger than out of hand. I just saw an article this morning saying internet-only radio host and Tucker Carlson say Democrats connected to Ku Klux Klan. And I mean, it's well known. I'm on over 160 stations in the top 25 Talkers magazine, trade publications. 3 million listeners a day, one of the biggest news sites out there, 500, 600 million views on YouTube. But I am proud, though. I am proud, and that's what the White House Media Matter says, basically, internet only as well, that we did dominate first internet, and then I did come from nowhere on my own druthers with the help of our great listeners and supporters, that we're organic. I mean, I'm more proud. I wasn't installed at Fox News or CNN or MSNBC. I didn't come from the mainstream media into the alternative media to then dominate media. I came from nowhere, access television, to dominate media. But who else can you say that about? There's only one name I can think of, just one name, Matt Drudge. Who else is there in news? And that paradigm shifting where the hot movies come from YouTube now, and then people get big, you know, shows on Netflix out of as directors. And now the tables are turned where it really is more of a level playing field to a certain extent. It's still stilted, but more and more level. And then they sit there from their dying dinosaur position and go, internet-only radio host, oh my gosh. He's not like Piers Morgan with 380,000 viewers. He has 3 million a day. 3 million listeners, and there's, I don't know, 600,000 podcasts and millions of YouTube views and all the rest of it. I don't know how many views. I mean, conservative 3 million. That's in Arbitron stuff that's come out years ago off of, you know, just the stations that buy the ratings. Buy that, you have to subscribe to even be able to have access to them. And you've got to, just off the stations we have that get Arbitron, it was like 400 and something thousand for 15 minutes last time we checked with an ad agency. It's over 3 million over the show. I mean, you know, and you people sit there saying we're not legitimate because we came from nowhere. That makes me more legitimate, dumbass. Let me tell you, if it didn't global freeze my ass off, I don't know what it is. And the answer is pay more taxes to Al Gore. I know. You people don't control reality. Global warming by humans is pure BS. You're BS, and you're in free fall, all of you. And so thank God, thanks for the lie, actually, saying I'm not associated with mainstream media.
The facts are in. The stuff. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
KMLN, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is already Sunday. Can you believe it? The second day. The second day of March 2014. This year is just blasting past us so fast, even more than last year, like we're in a Lamborghini going down the Autobahn at 250 miles per hour. And the world is racing towards a new Cold War with Russia like never before, ladies and gentlemen. Here are the headlines right now from Reuters. Ukraine mobilizes after Putin's declaration of war. That is the quote, and that is what the Ukrainian installed NATO, Western-backed EU, technocrat, bankster prime minister is saying. The Russians have sent tens of thousands of special forces troops, tanks, helicopters into Crimea, the 75% Russia and a questionable ethnic zone. It's questionable whether it's really part of Ukraine. That's how World War II started, of course. Hitler going into Danzig and other areas that were questionable, whether they were German or part of neighboring countries. Same thing into Poland. And so Russia has sent troops in to protect their ports and facilities in that area. I want to be clear. I am not taking sides in this whole thing. Russia has a lot of corruption, a lot of problems. NATO, incredibly corrupt, has a lot of problems. The United States hijacked by foreign banks, being looted and extracted, as Dylan Radigan properly said before he left MSNBC. The issue is George Soros, Hillary Clinton, the State Department, John Kerry, all the usual suspects in the last few years have pumped $5 billion. The U.S. ambassador to Ukraine admits this last week. There's video clips. We played them last week. $5 billion into Ukraine for this destabilization. And they're working with leftist groups. They're working with immigrant groups. They're working with white supremacist groups on record that are the main government now to install them in control. And I'm not saying the people didn't have beefs with the Russian-influenced government that was there. I'm not saying they don't have beefs from pre-World War II when Stalin killed close to 10 million Ukrainians, starving them to death. There's a reason the Ukrainians ran into the arms of Hitler thinking he'd be a liberator, and of course wasn't. It's kind of like Hitler's bad, so Stalin. Well, the West is bad, so's Putin. I mean, this is the way history works. But the West is lighting the fuse in this situation. That is the issue that we're talking about here today. So for TV viewers, we'll have a document cam and go over some of these articles. But for radio listeners, you can just search engine any story I mention, and you can pull it up or go to Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones, or our Facebooks. We have several Facebooks out there. Or you can also go to places like DrudgeReport.com. There's a lot of sites out there really covering and following this right now. But if you're a TV viewer watching us on InfowarsNews.com or InfoWars.com/show, you can actually see what's going on in the full bore radio/TV production going on. We don't just have webcams. We pioneered what Glenn Beck and Howard Stern and many others have been doing the last 5 years or 3 years. We've been doing it for now 11 years, full video feeds from five different cameras in a TV studio to add a documentation level to the radio. But at heart, we are a radio transmission, no teleprompters, no talking points, seat of our pants with liberty, justice, truth. Our compass is common sense, God, and history. Now let's get in to the situation on the border of Russia in Central Eastern Europe. Ukraine mobilizes after Putin's declaration of war. Reuters. Ukraine mobilized for war on Sunday, and Washington threatened to isolate Russia economically with sanctions after President Vladimir Putin declared he had the right to invade his neighbor in Moscow's biggest confrontation with the West since the Cold War. This is not a threat. This is actually the declaration of war to my country, said Ukraine's Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk, if I pronounced that correctly, head of the pro-Western government, also a super right-wing white supremacist, that took power when Russia's ally Viktor Yushchenko fled last week. I'm butchering all these names. Yanukovych said in English, Putin secured permission from the parliament on Saturday to use military force to protect Russian citizens in Ukraine, and told U.S. President Barack Obama he had the right to defend Russian interests and national, spurring Western pleas not to intervene. Now, what's wrong with this article so far? It says Russia has invaded basically all of Ukraine. Russia invaded an area 75% controlled by Russia, in many cases going back and forth for 500 years, known as the Crimea. They've had the Crimean Wars, not war. This is a heavily disputed area, and it's 75% Russian. And that's where they've got their military bases and their ports already. So it's kind of like the U.S. still has Guantanamo Bay in Cuba, because they always had it. Even though the communists took over, the Marines stayed there and said, you're not getting it. That's what's going on here. And I'm not defending the U.S. keeping Guantanamo Bay. It's gigantic, by the way. I'm not defending Russia coming in and grabbing the Crimea. But it's a very small area. And it's Russian, basically. And they've had wars for hundreds of years over it. Let's just get that straight. So they're not, they're telling you they've invaded Ukraine. That's not the case. But Russia, I guarantee you, wants and is inviting, just like happened in Georgia in 2008. And in South Ossetia and Abkhazia, same kind of zones on the Russian border with Georgia, demilitarized UN zones with Russian bases in them, they're inviting the paramilitaries and the mobilizing Ukrainian military that says they're mobilizing for, quote, war with Russia and admitting they can't win, begging for NATO to come in. Russia's waiting for them to attack. And then Russia will pour in and take half of Ukraine, which is already pro-Russia, right up to the river and the border with capital Kiev. And that's what's going to happen. That's where everything is pointing. So there you go. That's the facts. And they say later in the article, Russian forces have already bloodlessly seized Crimea, an isolated Black Sea peninsula where Moscow is a naval base. That's it. That's where they are. That's where they went. So they later admit that, but say they basically invaded all of Ukraine. It's just not true. Okay, there you go. They took Guantanamo Bay, basically like the Marines did. Let's move to the next article. Prime Minister, Russia has declared war on Ukraine. And that's an Infowars.com article. We're on the brink of disaster. We're at a red alert. He went on to say the video is on Infowars.com. Now, continuing, we're going to play this clip right now. Well, you know what? First, let's play the Western-backed new installed over the last elected prime minister, new installed leader, Arseniy Yatsenyuk, says Ukraine on the brink of disaster. Let's play that clip, then we'll play this clip with the senator talking about what's really happening over there. But right now, let's go to that clip of the new Western-backed leader. As we go to break.
Putin wants to be the president who started the war between two neighboring and friendly countries, between Ukraine and Russia. So he has reached this target with a few inches. We are on the brink of the disaster.
I agree with that statement. We'll be right back. We're on the brink of disaster. Stay with us, folks.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back Sundays, live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Weeknights, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News, hosted by myself and the rest of the great InfoWars team. We are not just the new media dominating the old dinosaur media. We are the hardest working team in media because we're fueled by the love of liberty. Continuing here, and then I'm going to shift gears into all the other news. This is a big deal, what's happening. The kickoff of a new Cold War, that's even what the New York Times is calling it. It's a serious situation, and the West is so much more immoral than it was in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s by every metric, by every legal maxim, by every university study. Press freedoms are out the window. Financial freedoms are out the window. Surveillance is out of control. We are becoming like the old Soviet Union, as Russia is becoming more unfree as well in many ways. And it is a race to the bottom. So we don't have the moral high ground here. And the average American doesn't even know what's going on over there. It's kind of like they have these events now, and it's, yeah, it's kind of in the news, but a background thing. Hey, the Oscars are on, you know, and did you hear what was going on with Justin Bieber today? Meanwhile, Russian troops are not going to blink, folks. They didn't with Napoleon or Hitler or the United States. And I'm not comparing the United States to Hitler and Napoleon. I'm just saying they didn't over and over again. It was internal corruption that brought them down. And they built back up to a certain extent, and this is not a good situation. And you notice right as the dollar's in trouble, right as there's world economic problems, every forecaster's told you, from Gerald Celente to Jim Rogers to Mark Faber to myself to countless others, it's a historical fact, the card is to go to war. It was that way 5,000 years ago. It was that way 300 years ago. It's a good political diversion. The Iranians like war and don't want to be peaceful, their government, because it lets them take their people's liberties. The Israelis like a state of war because it lets them control their people. The American government likes a state of war or crisis because it lets them control the people. The Germans are the same. Pretty much everybody is historically. And the fact that we can't even recognize that is why we're in so much trouble. And the Russians have a little bit of the moral high ground. They've got a lot of problems. They've been trying to influence Ukraine. There's a lot of issues, but it's in their backyard. And our government, run by offshore banks, is starting this. So I don't side with the Russians in it. It's just we don't have the moral high ground. And I don't support anything if I don't have the moral high ground. Because it's you reap what you sow. And I've looked at all the angles of this. It's a bad situation. Now, continuing, Obama got asked a few days ago at a Democratic Party event, the story's up on InfoWars.com. Hey, are you worried about nuclear war with Russia? You know, we don't want to sit here and hear about how great Obamacare is, the great screw job in the sky, and you know, or how we're all, you know, believe in global freeze our butts off. And we don't pay Al Gore carbon taxes. You know, now it's global cooling they want you to pay them taxes for when you breathe. President Obama was well into a speech at the Democratic National Committee summit on Friday when someone in the crowd said, Mr. Obama, tell us about your plans for nuclear war with Russia. The man shouted, according to a transcript released by the White House. And they are moving nuclear weapons into the area. They are moving missiles to shoot down the Russian response. The Russians are freaking out, getting encircled. Let me tell you, if the Russians were moving missiles into Mexico, I'd be upset. If Russians were moving missiles into Cuba, I'd say, take it out of there. We're going to blow your butt off. Just like what happened during the Cuban Missile Crisis. This is very provocative. Of course, the U.S. moved missiles into Turkey is why the Russians moved them into Cuba. We came within inches of nuclear war, folks, and most of us wouldn't be here today. It'd be a whole different future if that would happen. And the Rand Corporation was ready for it. That's what Dr. Strangelove's all about. Real Rand Corporation plans from 2 years before that Stanley Kubrick got, where they wanted to survive a nuclear war and have the elite go in the bunkers for a few years and then regroup and take down the whole world and set up a world government. The elite is ready to have a nuclear war. I'm not. Even if I had passcodes to the underground bunkers with nuclear power and swimming pools and, you know, a pleasure servants for the elite, I would not want to be part of that because I'm not a mass murderer. I'm not insane. And in Dr. Strangelove, the president plays the part of a Kennedy character, played by Peter Sellers, and the generals are explaining, we need to go ahead and have this nuclear war, you know, that Curtis LeMay wants to have. They call him Jack T. Ripper in the film. All later came out, this is actually what went on. The CIA actually came to Kubrick and said, how do you know all this? That came out on record, and I've talked to the family and confirmed it. And all of this type of stuff goes on. Well, he just had sources. It was well known and later came out. The Joint Chiefs, headed up by L.L. Lemnitzer, Curtis LeMay, and others, wanted to have nuclear war with Russia so they could have a planetary government run by Pax Americana that wouldn't be an American system, a fascist system. And so all I'm telling you is, don't think that Obama and the people controlling him won't pull something like this. This is in the cards. I'm not saying it's going to happen. So let's go to Obama acting like he doesn't know what the heckler's talking about, asking a real question. You know, we don't want to hear about the Oscars or how you're going to be on Jimmy Fallon or how you're a big movie star, how beautiful your wife that looks like a snapping turtle is. We don't want you to be a celebrity in our face, force-fed every day. Everyone rejects you. We hate you. We don't like you, con artist. Let's go to the clip.
I'm sorry. Who's that back
Let
there?
Let me act confident in front of all my idiot followers.
What the heck are you talking about?
And again, you can barely hear the guys. Nuclear war. We're worried about nuclear war. He laughs at it. That's funny. Russian troops are pouring in. If anybody crosses them, they're going to, they've said like in 2008 in Georgia, they're going to launch nuclear attacks on Europe.
Yeah, no, don't worry about it. We're okay. We're out of the sea.
Yeah, don't worry about him. By the way, you noticed it was bad enough.
About that plan.
It was bad enough when they would chant USA when anyone questioned Bush. That was cult-like enough. But Obama, Obama, Obama. Did you hear that? Obama, Obama. He's like, it's okay. Don't even listen to that guy. Yeah, don't listen. The Oscars are coming up in a couple of days. You know, we're about to have nuclear war. There's a good chance it could happen. It almost happened in Syria. But the Joint Chiefs said this could cause nuclear war with Russia. And Obama backed down at a midnight meeting. But just don't even worry about that, kooks. You know, we don't worry about that. Here he is, U.S. prepares to recall diplomats, impose sanctions, and Representative Mike Rogers, I was calling him a senator, I promoted him, chairman of the Select Intelligence Committee, came out and had this to say about the situation in the Ukraine.
President Obama has been handling relations with Russia versus how Vladimir Putin has been handling relations with the United States.
Well, I think Putin is playing chess, and I think we're playing marbles. And I don't think it's even close. So if you look at the nuclear negotiations, we got our fannies handed to us. They took tactical nukes out of the equation. Huge mistake, especially for our allies in the Baltics. When you move down the list in Syria, the Russians got everything that they needed. They believe they needed in Syria. And so they've been running
circles
around us.
Let's stop right there.
And I think it's the...
You know why the Russians are running circles around us when they can barely keep their lights on? Because our government funded 200,000 al-Qaeda jihadis to come out of Iraq and out of Turkey and out of Jordan to blow up hundreds of churches and kill people in Syria. And it made Assad, a bad guy, look like Jesus compared to that. Because he basically is. That's why, Representative Rogers, we are look like fools because we have an evil policy and the world sees it.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let's make this a year of action. That's what most Americans want.
Raising the debt ceiling does not increase our debt. Nobody is listening to your telephone calls.
The debate is settled. Climate change is a fact.
And if people can't trust not only the executive branch, but also don't trust Congress and don't trust federal judges, then we're going to have some problems.
What difference at this point does it make?
That's right. Everything's fine. Everything's cool. Everything is cool. Yeah, the Oscars are on tonight. Don't worry about the Russian troops pouring into Ukraine. Don't worry about George Soros going in there and stirring it all up and kicking out the elected president with a bunch of armed thugs. Don't worry about the leadership being neo-Nazis that actually wear giant swastikas. No, no, there's been big storms in California, folks, and it might mess up the Oscars. I mean, oh my gosh. I'm going to run home tonight, and I'm going to sit there and watch those movie stars and just get so into it. Because everything is awesome. Everything's cool when you're part of a team. Doesn't matter if your health care doubles. Doesn't matter if you can't get the brain tumor removed and you die. Because everything is awesome. I'm part of the Obama cult. That is, of course, the Lego theme song, the Lego movie, which is an excellent, I think, libertarian film. It got attacked by some neocons as being anti-corporate. It wasn't anti-corporate. It was anti-Agenda 21, non-liberty. I think it had a very positive message. Let me just recap the big top story and then segue into everything else here as the dam breaks out of the top story 35 minutes into worldwide transmission on this live Sunday edition. Ukraine mobilizes after Putin's declaration of war. That's Reuters. And they're calling it a declaration of war that they took a tiny peninsula area and a military base that they already had. So there you go. And I'm not defending Russia. I'm just saying the media is totally spinning this. And talking about sanctions on Russia and NATO troops going in. Yeah, that's a wonderful idea when the West just fomented an overthrow of a government over there. I mean, it's not good. I mean, it'd be one thing if they overthrew it to replace it with a republic and people being able to own guns and liberty. You could at least argue it was moral. They're putting in an EU George Soros kleptocracy where the EU sucks the country dry. You know, if I had a choice between George Soros and Putin, I might take Putin. I've just about had enough of George Soros, who runs media organizations sworn to shut me down, who write lies about me every week. I'm not under attack by Vladimir Putin. I'm under attack by George Soros, who finances anti-free speech stuff in Congress. I mean, he's a guy over here squatting on America with Cloward and Piven and Get You on Welfare, and he's a huge recipient along with Warren Buffett of government bailouts. That's who's in my life, not Vladimir Putin. Listen, Vladimir Putin gets in my life, he can go to hell. Never been to Russia. I don't have any one drop of Slavic blood. Nothing against those people. Like their music, their culture. But here's the deal. I'm an American, and I got George Soros on my back, not Vladimir Putin. Understand? I see a Russian around here telling me what to do. I'll kick their ass. But I'm here to tell you, folks, I haven't seen one Russian going around telling me what to do. You understand that? And I mean that figuratively. Politically, in the info war, I will stomp them into the ground. Russia attacks any interest, I'll call for war with them. I'll call for limited war to push them out of that area, not nuclear. And then we'd have the moral high ground, and Russia might have a war with us that was just conventional. But you move into their homeland, their border, you move into the Crimea that's generally been with Russia throughout history, you are opening the door for them to launch nuclear attacks, folks. And then there goes your Oscars tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and worshiping LeBron James, okay? So that's what's going on, a giant crisis, and it could be orchestrated behind the scenes between the globalists and Putin, for all I know. So much stuff is rigged, I don't know, okay? I'm not romanticizing any side of this. This is a serious situation. Meanwhile, the neocon Trotskyites here in the U.S., that's who funded and founded the neocons. They had neocons last week claiming I'm some type of communist when I'm a total libertarian on record. Von Mises Institute type person. And then meanwhile, the neocons were founded by the Trotskyites, by Trotsky, who ran to the U.S. and then Mexico and got killed in Mexico by a Stalinist. So they created the fake conservative movement to take over conservatism and kill opposition. I love them criticizing me when they've got their sock puppet Al-Qaeda running roughshod over the Russians. Right sector calls on Russia's bin Laden to fight in Ukraine. Doku Umarov, leader of the Islamic Caucasus Emirate, an Al-Qaeda affiliate in the Caucasus, has now put out a videotape, and the right sector, the ultra-nationalist street-fighting group that targeted police prior to the coup in Ukraine with firearms, shooting police that weren't doing anything to them. That's very freedom fighterish, just to shoot cops that aren't doing anything to you. I mean that as sarcasm, folks. I don't call for that. I'm saying that's bad. Has called Doku Umarov to fight in a war against Russia. Yay, let's have Al-Qaeda attack the Russians. They're freedom fighters. I'm going to vomit here in a minute. I'm going to totally vomit. Here's another one. Officers of the 76th Russian Shock Troops Division operating in Ukraine. That was Zero Hedge reporting it before Reuters. As usual, the alternative media is the real media, breaking everything. 9 times out of 10, the alternative media is accurate. The mainstream's not, I'm telling you. We are not the alternative. We are now the dominant media. We have bigger audiences. Everything. And our budgets are getting as big as the establishment because the establishment bankers won't even put money behind MSNBC and CNN anymore because they don't even have the audiences of a local radio show. So they really are the mouse that couldn't roar. So that's just some of the news. Ukraine crisis, Moscow catches the world off guard, London Independent, it's run by a former Russian oligarch, I should just add for you. Rogers says Putin running circles around the U.S. already basically got into that article. Ukraine, Putin's Crimea aim is to make the West look weak. The real purpose of Russian troops in Ukraine is to undermine the credibility of NATO. No London Telegraph that's anti-Russian historically. The NATO is running up against the Russian border, and the Russians actually look weak, so they basically just secured their military bases on their border that they already had in Ukraine. And I hope they're restrained, and this doesn't turn into nuclear war. To which the neocons respond, I'm a Russian sympathizer. I'm not a sympathizer with Assad over in Syria. I just don't want to fund al-Qaeda to go in there and blow the whole place up and blow up 200 churches plus, or whatever it was, it's 500 total, estimated, in Syria and murder everybody. I mean, I'm not for al-Qaeda. And I apologize that I'm not for al-Qaeda. I know that's not trendy. I know that's seen as extreme. But, you know, as Rand Paul, another extremist, said, you know, we shouldn't be providing, or Ted Cruz said the same thing, an Air Force for al-Qaeda. And that's, he also, Ted Cruz, said that Obamacare would double your premiums, and it did. But he's a bad guy for telling the truth. So I apologize for that as well. I apologize for telling you Obamacare was a giant screw job, even though it is. So there, I'm being trendy now. Ukraine crisis test Obama's foreign policy focus on diplomacy over military force. That's out of the Washington Post. Russia moves to deploy troops in Ukraine. That's the Wall Street Journal reporting days after it happened. We could just show local news reporting, and that's what we do. But media in the West will never show what foreign media shows because it's all about how they're in control. So they only tell you days after when they can put it out themselves. Now, we've talked a lot about this big story. There's a bunch of other ones. Let me mention these that are coming up in the next segment. Sub-zero temperature days reaching record levels in the Midwest, killing people, causing power outages, unprecedented cold, maybe the coldest winter in 100 years, top meteorologists and meteorologist historians are saying. Billings reaches previous February snow record, 14.4 inches. Great Lakes approaches 100% ice cover for the first time on record in 300 years of recorded known history of the Great Lakes. That's from NOAA. That's the federal government. This is global warming, ladies and gentlemen. We didn't pay the money to Al Gore, so he said we'd all have melted ice caps by 2013. Of course, they got bigger than ever. That's going on. Separatist blame for China knife attack. Kill 33. Well, it's the knives' fault. Ban knives. They came out and did it. Ban guns, too. Somalian leaders want female genitals cut. We're going to cover all this, but this is not the important news. I've got all the Hollywood news, all the Oscar news that really matters, and the football news coming up.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Nope.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Obama. Obama.
Bang your head into Obama's loving arms.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Hey, folks, just buy into the fraud. Bang your head into the lies of the New World Order. Embrace the dead. Embrace the tyranny. I think this song actually says it all, ladies and gentlemen. I'm an axe grinder. Pile driver. Mama says that I never mind her. I'm insane.
The teacher says that I'm one
key. Oh, here's the key.
I'm like a laser. Extreme razor. I got a mouth like a alligator. I want it louder.
More power.
I'm on a rocket till it strikes the earth.
More power to the people. Wall of tyranny. Don't bang your head going along with the system. That is banging your head up against a brick wall. Bang your head up against the New World Order's head, and we're going to see who gives up first. And I'll assure you, our heads are bigger, stronger, our necks are bigger than these chicken neck control freaks that want to run society to the ground. Oh, best part. I really want to be overrated.
I'm a finder.
And I'm a keeper.
I'm a keeper. I'm not a loser.
And I ain't no weeper.
I got the voice.
Listen, folks, we have the people to defeat the New World Order. We have the morals on our side. And it's time that we speak out against the globalists. Look, in closing, I'll say this about the situation in the Crimea, there in Central Eastern Europe, what's happening with Russia, with NATO, with the EU. The EU is sucking every country dry. The bureaucrats are exempt from taxes. Look it up. They are robbing everything, attacking the family, bringing in Agenda 21 environmental tyranny, total NSA-style spying, tracker chips in all the cars. Europe is a nightmare situation. People are running from the EU trying to get out. Most of the nations never voted to join it, like the UK. I have members of the UK Parliament on. I have members of the EU Parliament all the time. It is a nightmare. Even the elected groups can't vote to get out of it. And you've got this low moral high ground criminal new Soviet trying to take Eastern Europe over to suck them dry. The banksters openly want to suck Ukraine dry. The breadbasket of not just Russia, but Europe, to a great extent, with wheat and other staple production crops. And you've got all this going on. And the last 5 years, there's been all these attempts to overthrow the Russian government by the West and George Soros. And they're picking a fight with the Russian bear, folks, that isn't perfect. But compared to George Soros, the Nazi collaborator, I mean, Putin was a Nazi collaborator when he was 15 years old. And said he was proud of it, basically, like George Soros did on 60 Minutes, that he had no problem with what he did. So, you know, I just, George Soros is trying to overthrow the Second Amendment and free speech here and trying to do it in Russia. And, I mean, I'm sick of him. I mean, have you had enough time on the planet? Haven't you done enough evil, Soros? I mean, is there no end to what you're up to? But I don't want to get off into some jag about George Soros. I just want to vomit. I want to vomit at his activities. I mean, he funds millions of dollars to groups like Media Matters run by the White House that openly call for free speech to be shut down and say my show is evil and I'm calling for violence and all these lies. They're connected into groups like Raw Story. Look at this headline. Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones, who was in the studio with us Friday for an hour, Democratic Party, now the KKK, but with minorities. Well, the KKK was race politics, and the Democrats ran the KKK until the 60s, and Eisenhower passed the Civil Rights Act, and the Republicans did it. They were the anti-slavery party, folks. And so the Democrats flipped into race politics with minorities. And what we said is, for anybody who's informed, is total truth. I'm not saying Republicans are perfect, and I said that. They edited it up, and the great part is the first line is, Fox News host Tucker Carlson appeared on right-wing conspiracy enthusiast Alex Jones' internet-only radio show on Friday. This Sunday shows on over 90 stations on record, some big, some small, all across the country, 590 a.m., formerly owned by President Lyndon Johnson, one of the top stations in the state. I'm broadcasting right here from my own studios in South Austin. We're on that station. We're on in Chicago. We're on into New York City. We're on into Los Angeles. I say into Los Angeles. We're on a station right outside L.A. We're on all over Oregon. We're on over 160 stations weekdays, 80, 90 stations. It varies on the Sunday show. We're on in Knoxville, Tennessee. We're on, I mean, it's on record. I mean, the 100,000-watt FM. And then another station, AM, in Knoxville, WBCR. I could just keep listing and neurotically. I know 10 stations in Oklahoma, 8 stations in Arkansas, Kansas. We're on Kansas City, St. Louis, AM, FM, but that's not even, I mean, that's a big part of our audience. I started out on 98.9 here in Austin. It's not talk anymore. It's music. Started out there. Station didn't have a lot of ratings. I had great ratings. That's where I got launched into syndication. I went on a station with didn't have any ratings. I had better ratings than Howard Stern did on the local station. And he had decent ratings for that station. The other station shows didn't have any ratings. It's Howard Stern and my show at night. I was on the weekend, 22 years old. Man, you got some ratings here. We're giving you a weeknight show. Well, you're doing good in the ratings there again, boy. I mean, I've been on AM and FM radio since 1996. I'm in the top 25 in Talkers Magazine of terrestrial radio. I have a million visitors to Infowars.com every day, 300,000 to PrisonPlanet.com, millions to MySpace, back when that was big, a day, millions to our Facebooks today, huge, everywhere. Just, I can't even aggregate my audience. It's so huge. But they want to control reality and say, it's basically like saying no one put gasoline in their cars today. Let me read this. Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones are absolutely exposing the fact that the Democratic Party was run and founded by the Ku Klux Klan, basically, in the modern age and fought against the Republicans in Lincoln and has been the party of slavery and division all along and demographically couldn't win anymore. I mean, that should be the headline. But instead, it's Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones, Democratic Party, now the KKK, but with minorities. Fox News host Tucker, why not say he's internet only? Internet only, Tucker Carlson. Internet only is a Daily Caller, like dominating, you know, as big as the New York Times online. Been around 4 years. I mean, how do you like that, morons? The Drudge Report on record in international studies, the New York Times admits, has more traffic and sets news headlines better than Twitter, Facebook, the New York Times, and the Washington Post confirmed. Why not just say Drudge is internet only? Drudge, you're internet only. I mean, these are like 70-pound 8-year-olds. 9-year-olds outside of a heavyweight boxing match or a UFC championship in Las Vegas saying, those guys are wimps in there, we could kick their butts. I mean, this is all these little, and the only reason I mention this because they're pathetic and small is to show how pathetic they are. Piers Morgan, 380,000 viewers, a local radio show has more than that sometimes, you know, on a big station, more. These people are literally living in their own minds. My show in every metric, exploding. Their websites, their news sites, imploding. Alternative media is the new dominant media. We're rising, they're imploding. And what is their sniveling, lying response? As you listen to me on AM and FM stations from Needles, California to Knoxville, Tennessee. Stations in Buffalo and Rochester and towns outside Manhattan, going into Manhattan, and stations beaming into Los Angeles, and stations beaming all over Texas, and in West Texas, East Texas, South Texas, Central Texas, AM and FM affiliates, Tampa, Florida, just back on the air where we were number one for a while, and the station changed hands, and back on in. Well, where's Disney World? I visited the big Orlando. Boom, 880 or whatever, the big talker. I'm just dominating. I am not on AM and FM. You heard them. The Democrats said it. I am not even. In fact, I don't even have any listeners, folks. In fact, I don't even exist. You understand that? Matt Drudge doesn't have 10, 15 million viewers a day, readers, and can set the news agenda 10 times bigger than the New York Times ever could. No, no, he has nobody. Infowars.com, nobody. And I'm on no AMs, no FMs, nothing, nobody. I don't have films. I didn't produce the number one downloaded film in history with over 180 million downloads now and views, Loose Change. I didn't produce films seen 50 million times, 40 million times, 20 million times. I haven't sold millions of DVDs. I am nobody. I am nothing. Raw Story, nobody organization said so, and they control reality. Global warming's real and going to kill you if you don't pay Al Gore. They're right. Carbon taxes are good. Ban all the guns, it makes us safe. You can keep your doctor, Obama tells the truth. There's no NSA spying. Nothing's a lie. Nothing's the fraud. Listen, the Democrats are not connected to the KKK. They're not race baiters. You're right. I have no audience. I'm on no stations. There's no second hour coming up. That's a lie, too, because I'm on no stations. It's all a lie. You're right.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Question. Could